This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. Hope you're having a good week so far. I got to tell you, it's a stellar week for conservatism. It's a stellar week for Donald Trump. It's a stellar week for all the people in the Trump food chain who have been accused of all kinds of malfeasance. You know what we're finding out? Well, you know what? Let's just recap. Starting with Weinstein, the dam started to break. Holly Weird was on notice. Suddenly, sexual abuse and misconduct was in the mainstream. And we know who owns Hollywood. Picture after picture of these lecherous Democrats all hugging on Weinstein. Even his accusers all hugging on Weinstein. Then we find out that it's not just women. No, Kevin Spacey, he's all into the boys. So is Charlie Sheen. So are many others. And all Hollywood is a pucker. Am I going to be the one next? It's not over. It's still looming out there. But you know what the beauty of it is? It intertwined between politics and pop culture. Because the stars want to be part of the political scene. You've got De Niro and Damon and Barbara Streisand and all these entertainers and Hollywoodos that want to, you know, feel like they're part of it. Even, what was his name? George Clooney. They all want to be a part of the political scene. And then, of course, all the politicos want to be a part of the Hollywood scene. And suddenly, none of them want to be a part of the scene. None of them can be seen. Because now we know the deal. And by the way, it is nowhere near over. Once the bow breaks and we find out the level of debauchery of these people, you know what's going to come back? All that Pizzagate crap that everybody dismissed. All the pedophile rings. Things like that. We're starting to hear about those stories. Yeah, they just busted a big pedophile ring in Disney. We'll talk about it. So things are starting to happen. Things are occurring. People are starting to get smarter. They no longer believe the media. What was the guy's name? The ABC correspondent. Does it really matter? Whether it's Brian Williams or Brian Ross or whomever, what we do know is that they want to fit a narrative or they want to be bigger than the news like Brian Williams or maybe Stephanopoulos or many others. We find out, folks, they're part of the system. They're part of the dirt. We've learned this. They colluded with the DNC. 65 people colluded to make sure Hillary won. And what happened? She got her butt kicked. She lost. The gods are conspiring against the left. Finally, God has said, you know what? Enough of Sodom and Gomorrah. What do we find out recently? We find out that the FBI, that we know is crooked, when Comey sat there and explained that, I remember getting more and more jubilant every sentence he read. I was like, oh, right, they're finally going to throw the book at her. And then we find out, well, it was no longer gross negligence, but, oh, slap on the wrist time. And we're sitting there, jaw agape, going, what are you talking about? How can you possibly delete 33,000 emails, bleach bit your hard drives, take a hammer to them, have your own server that you claim doesn't have classified information? We find out through the emails that didn't manage to get through the system that you did do that. Those emails are then determined that they had the highest levels of classification, at least six of them. And I could go on, and you've denied it. Then we got meetings at Tarmac that everybody goes, oh, they're just happenstance. And then she doesn't serve a day in prison, not even indicted, and looks at it as some vast right-wing conspiracy. Meanwhile, Mike Flynn, he's taking the fall. Why? Because he's a Republican. He's a stand-up guy. He's not going to let other people take the fall for what he did, so he's willing to take his punishment. But meanwhile, if you don't think the world is noticing what's going on with these people, you are crazy. We finally got something leeching down to the level of the minions, the sodomites, the lowest common denominator of voter that's watching this stuff. And the left want to still pass these people off as reasonable. We've got a war on men that's occurring right before our eyes. But you know what? It isn't a war on conservative men. Oh, they can bring up Roger Ailes. They can bring up O'Reilly. Bring up whoever you want. The war on men is Weinstein, Bill Clinton, Conyers, who resigned, Al Franken, who's going to still remain under fire. We're going to take these guys out one by one. They're going to be eunuchs. Useless in the political process. You know what's going to be left? It's going to be nothing but a bunch of wicked women. And the distance between them and the true ladies of this world, the conservative women, could not be more stark. We know exactly how far apart they are. They are light years apart. We have women of character on our side. They don't. They have people that will step on their husbands. They will cut off their husbands' naughty bits to get ahead. And most of them have done it. Bill Clinton is as cuckold as they come. So I'm watching this play out. Donald Trump, President Trump says, this system is crooked, is corrupt, it needs to be drained, it needs to be rebuilt from the bottom up. We have two senators leaving. They're leaving trying to pretend that, oh, look at that Donald Trump. He's crazy. They've sided with the dark side. And you know what this history's going to write about them? They're idiots. Look at the people that are starting to come in line. We talked about it yesterday. Orrin Hatch and others saying, you know what? Best president I've worked for. Gets it done. Doesn't let things stand in his way. He's undoing everything he promised to do. And he's showing you how crooked this system is. I'll ask you this question, folks. Do you believe we will be getting to the bottom of this if Hillary Clinton had won? What do you think we'd be dealing with? What world would you have? If you don't believe there is a God, if there's one of you out there that's a naysayer, I promise you, you show me something that shows God's divine hand in something that's better than this, because I want to see it. He's exposing all their dirt. Trump won because he had to win. And for those of you who want to remain naysayers, I don't really care. I'm not going to lecture you. Do what you want. But you ask yourself, what would we be uncovering? And I've told anybody that's willing to listen, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again today. People think that man is dumb. Keep thinking and underestimate him. How many people have you underestimated in your life that showed you something? People said to me, Kevin, Donald Trump, no, Mueller's not, you know, he's not a team player. He's a lefty. And oh my gosh, he's hiring all those leftists. And I said, Trump's not worried about that. Because he's got the truth on his side. And let me tell you, when Mueller keeps investigating, what's going to happen is they're going to snake bite themselves. And I'll be a son of a gun if I'm not right about it. And I tweeted to Donald Trump and to others. I said, let me tell you, this man knew exactly what he was doing when he let these snakes bite themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It is a change, and welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. LA Weekly. You ever heard of this periodical? It's not Louisiana. Talking about Los Angeles. And I see a tweet by a lady named Jennifer Wright. And in case you don't know who Jennifer Wright is, she's the author of something called It Ended Badly, and another book called Get Well Soon. And she's got a book upcoming called Killer Fashion. She's a feminist. Beautiful screaming lady is the way she titles herself on her Twitter feed. So she has this thing that she puts out. And you may be wondering why I'm going to... I'll get to the point. All right. And it says, LA Weekly fired their staff in favor of unpaid, quote, contributors. If you are an aspiring writer and you submit to them, you are ensuring it becomes impossible to make a living in this field. Now, let me tell you something. There have been people who have been writing for a long time and they don't make any money. Contributors. I am not a writer who got a journalism degree. And I've written 3 best-selling books. And I have a moderately successful blog, if you want to call it that, a website. People hate when I call it a blog because it's kind of blasé now. But I have a website where I write multiple times a day, posting articles, my take on certain things. You guys go there, theblacksphere.net, and I make money on my website. I'm not at the behest of any editors, of any brand. I don't, LA Weekly doesn't, I don't need to go to LA Weekly and say, will you please take my stuff and write and put it out there so I can get some, I don't need any notoriety. Would I want some more? Sure, but I don't need it. And when I started my blog, I was an unpaid contributor, and then I made a living from it. It actually is a fairly significant piece of our income. But this lady, she's upset that LA Weekly said, you know what, we can't make a living with staff of paid writers. There's too much competition out there. But if you want to be a contributor and you want to tell us what's going on in L.A., we'll move it forward. Now, let me tell you what Breitbart did, Andrew. We talked about it when he started Breitbart, Breitbart.com. And he says to me, he goes, Kevin, I only pay my editors. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, I don't pay writers. Now, they probably do now, but they didn't at first. And he said, that's the only way I can survive. But it's not only survived, it thrived. But see, this leftist, this feminist, she wants somebody to guarantee it for them. And then if you decide, you know what, I'll take that risk. I'll go in there and I'll write and I'll see what happens and let the chips fall where they may. Oh, you're ensuring it becomes impossible to make a living in this field. Because you know what, if there are contributing writers, people giving it away, how could you possibly make a living? She needs to go back to the days of slavery. So people want to do it. They want to do it for whatever reasons. They're aspiring writers. They want to cut their teeth at something new. How could you do it? Don't be surprised if they start forcing people to pay minimum wage on the internet. You got to pay your writers minimum wage. Okay. But anyway, what was funny, so she put that and I tweeted back to her, I hope illegals take those jobs. Yeah, I hope illegals start writing, and they everywhere there's a contributor, I hope the Raul Gonzalez or one of his kinfolks takes that job. You watch how fast leftists will decry illegal immigration suddenly. These people are incorrigible. When it suits them, they want you to, you shouldn't go over there and write, because that's just unfair, said the writer, said the lecherous leftist writer. Let me tell you, as a writer myself now, and I write just as good as she does, I don't care how good she writes, I write just as good. But anyway, here's the deal. I wouldn't care. You want to build a website? We have writers that volunteer. They submit articles all the time. I don't need, I have paid writers. I mean, we do pay writers, but some of our writers don't make a nickel. They're happy to write because it's notoriety for them. They don't write often enough to say, I want to be on payroll. So they'll submit a piece once a week or once every whatever. That's how it works. And for those who say, you know what, I'm going to move up to the next level, I start tutoring them. Here's what you want to do. Here's how you have to write. If you make the cut, great. If you don't, no harm, no foul. But these people want a guarantee. Yeah. They don't want to cast fate to the wind. Don't you go over there and write for free, because then that's going to mess everything up for me. You know who else said stuff like that? The unions. Don't you go drop your rates, black man that's freed. Don't you do it, because you'll undercut me. And then I'm going to have to get that KKK after you. I'm going to have to figure out a way to make sure you conform. We'll have to form a writer's guild. The only way you can write is if you're in a writer's guild. If you do that, if you do anything other than that, you're a scab. We'll boycott your paper, your online newspaper or whatever. That's what they're looking to do. Because that's what leftists do. They don't want to compete. They don't want to compete in the world of ideas. LA Weekly, come on. How many websites do you know that are conservative? I mean, there's got to be 100 at least. I'm talking about, I could probably name conservatively 25. And so there's the Biggies, Drudge, and, you know, Daily Caller, Breitbart, PJ Media, Western Journal. And I mean, I could name some, you know, Gateway Pundit. I can name a bunch of the big ones. And then you get into the second-tier strata stuff, which are good-sized, you know, blogs. They're getting, you know, 10 million hits a month. And then you get down there to where I'm at. There's a lot of us bottom feeders. But you know what? We're making fractional pennies on 2-3 million hits a month. So you get a decent little paycheck and life is good. You're not going to pay for the kids. You know, you're not going to pay for the summer home, but it's not bad. But what does the left do? They have to lament their situation. Anybody stopping her? Oh, I wrote a couple of books. I'm too lazy to write every day. Well, then get out. Don't call yourself a writer. Go get a regular job. But don't be lamenting this company and their move. Was she putting any money at risk putting these people, having these people on payroll? The answer is no. And as far as unpaid contributors, are they putting a gun to anybody's head to say, come write for us? The answer is no. So that's the free market. Maybe there are really, really good writers that get paid to write elsewhere. Go there. Go to the Daily Coast or Huffington Post or wherever you decide is the better, you know, writers that you want to read their stuff. But if you want to get a start, go to LA Weekly. I bet they get some fresh stuff. I bet they get a take on things that they haven't had in a long time because they got all these, you know, educated writers. This is why I can't stand lefties. Always looking for some escape. A way out. An excuse. Grow up. Whatever your name is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You folks are writing in and you're saying, Kevin, what's the theme for the show? I know I've been theming these shows, and it comes to me from God. Everything that I say on this show, by the way, comes to me from God. Everything. It truly does. It was funny. I was headed to, it was one of the studio hits I was going to do. And I always do this, so you guys are aware. I always do this before I go on TV. I just ask God, please give me the words that you want me to say. In other words, I don't want to be out there. Some people say, Kevin, why don't you plug your book? I got asked this recently, and I went, why would I plug my book? I mean, do I want to sell books? Yeah. Do I, need the income? Yeah. But I'm not going to go on TV and plug my book. What I'm going to do is go do the things that I believe promotes what God has put inside of me to push out there, which I think is what you guys are saying. You're tired of being persecuted. You're tired of being persecuted for being Christians, for being good people. And so that's what I do. So anyway, I want the theme today to be boldness. I haven't talked about what the theme was, and you guys are jumping on me. My producer's like, Kevin, Facebook says you got to talk about boldness. So boldness. I want to talk about boldness. And in my very first book, The Big Black Lie, I was very naive growing up. I was this stupid kid that thought everybody was like me. And that's what's funny about that is you outgrow that. Leftists don't outgrow that, particularly black leftists. They believe everybody's like them. Everybody is ethnocentrically, I was going to say egocentrically for those of you who thought I messed the word up. Well, shame on you. No, they're ethnically, now I can't even get it out. They're ethnocentric racists who believe that all black people have to think alike when it comes to politics. We don't have to think alike about, what favorite baseball team, basketball team, whatever, but we got to think alike in politics. And I think that's the most ridiculous thing on the planet is if somebody says, well, Kevin, you're black. You're supposed to think like this. No, I'm supposed to think like a human being, a sane individual who can follow the logic of stuff. And I'm willing to say what I want and speak with boldness. And I always crack up at these people that want to make it out that when you stand for principle, you're the sellout. The whistleblower, the guy who witnesses something happening bad. This isn't just a black issue, folks. This is an issue of America. We claim that we want the person to champion the cause. And the minute somebody goes away from the group, then there people already start to go, well, there goes old Kevin. You see what he's going to do. He wants to stand out. Even in this movement right here, we fight every single day, black conservatives are secretly jealous that I get on TV more than they do, or I do a radio, or something blows up. Let me tell you, I watch guys like Larry Elder's a friend of mine. So I watch Larry, go on Hannity. I used to do a lot of Hannity. Sean's using Larry more now. And people are like, Kevin, I want to see you more on Hannity. I'm like, why? Larry's on there. That dude is bright. Why? Look, I know we have differing views on things. In fact, he and I were both on Hannity when Judge Jeanine was on recently. We have different sides of the argument, but we agree. And yes, do I add something to it? Sure, but Larry's perfectly capable of doing that. And I have no animosity, not an ounce of jealousy. When Larry got his position at SRN, Salem Radio Network, I mean, I wanted to chop him off the knee. No, I'm kidding. I was happy for him. I sent Larry a tag for his radio show that said something along the lines of, the only guy that may be better at radio than I am. That's the kind of person I am. And that's boldness. That's saying, if you can do it better, go for it, man. I'm willing to, you know, I remember when I talked to the people over at Salem, and I was in contention for the show, and I didn't get it. I was like, good choice with Larry. And I meant it. That the boldness is being able to say, you know what, congratulations, I didn't get it, but that's okay. God has a different plan for me. So I just look at these things and I say to myself, where's the boldness? Well, let me tell you where it is. One of the things I didn't talk about in the earlier segment, Jerusalem is boldness. That's Donald Trump saying, to hell with you. To hell with the world and your these anti, you know, Israel, anti-Jews, the leftism that has bought into this idea that Islam is the way to go and the Jews are just, you know, a handful of Jews. I mean, I don't know how many Jews are around the world, but there aren't that many. And they're persecuting the 1.5 plus billion Arabs around the world. What are you talking about? And I get a few naysayers on my social media. Kevin, the Jews don't want them to have a settlement and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, Israel's got a little bitty piece of land. The Arabs got a ton of land. So don't tell me they can't figure it out. Well, it's all desert. Really? Tell Dubai that. Dubai took ocean and made a paradise. So don't tell me they can't do it. They have the ingenuity. They have the money. They have the wherewithal. Why do they want that little patch of land? And so Donald Trump does what three other presidents promised to do and didn't do, and suddenly the left has a problem. Well, there is no problem any longer. It took boldness to say, I don't care what you say around the world. I don't care this capitulation to the Arabs. And oh, by the way, if Islam is a religion of peace, why the long faces? Why is it always, now they're threatening. Oh, if Israel is made, Jerusalem's made the, you know, the capital of Israel, then there's going to be hell to pay. Okay, why? I thought you were the religion of peace. I thought we could all just get along. So, what a bold move. And Netanyahu made a statement to the president, and here it is.
This is a historic day. Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years. It's been the capital of Israel for nearly 70 years. It was here that our temple stood, our kings ruled, our prophets preached. Jerusalem has been the focus of our hopes, our dreams, our prayers for 3 millennia. From every corner of the earth, our people yearn to return to Jerusalem, to touch its golden stones, to walk its hallowed streets. So it's rare to be able to speak of new and genuine milestones in the glorious history of this city. Yet today's pronouncement by President Trump is such an occasion. We're profoundly grateful for the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to prepare for the opening of the U.S. embassy here. This decision reflects the president's commitment to an ancient but enduring truth, to fulfilling his promises, and to advancing peace. The president's decision is an important step towards peace, for there is no peace that doesn't include Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel. I call on all countries that seek peace to join the United States in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and to move their embassies here. I share President Trump's commitment to advancing peace between Israel and all of our neighbors, including the Palestinians. This has been our goal from Israel's first day, and we will continue to work with the president and his team to make that dream of peace come true. I also want to make clear, there will be no change whatsoever to the status quo with the holy sites. Israel will always ensure freedom of worship for Jews, Christians, and Muslims alike. President Trump, thank you for today's historic decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Jewish people and the Jewish state will be forever grateful.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Sometime in the first part of the year next year, I'm going to be headed to Israel. In fact, I'm going to try to time it to where it's the opening of the U.S. Embassy. Now, I know people are, Kevin, it's going to be dangerous. Huh? Let me tell you, it's going to be the safest place in the world. The Israelis are going to be protecting that place like crazy. But it's some things that I'm working with the Israeli consulate. And so I want to time it around that. I want to be part of these groundbreaking decisions, not for selfish reasons, but because I think it's important. The reason why, in fact, I had gone to ZOA up in New York, I've been to Paris for the Iranian resistance, is I know this world wants to right itself. And there are good people out there wanting to make this happen. And it takes bold. I know it sounds really trite that President Trump was going to name Israel, say that the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel, blah, 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 whatever, and puts a an embassy there. But it is a huge deal symbolically. And I'll tell you something. We talk often about peace in the Middle East, and it's become a joke. Hey, you know, I'm going to get world peace like it's Miss America and all that. This is the closest that we've come to doing that. And what's interesting is President Trump is calling these people out. He's saying, okay, you've been threatening to do something. Let's see exactly what you do, Arabs. If you're the religion of peace, let's watch what you do. When the minute you attack Israel, you're going to prove that you are no longer the religion that, well, they never were, but they're going to prove it. And he's daring them to do it. I know what's going on here. I'm not saying he's trying to incite a war, but I'm just saying that's my take. President is saying, if you are the religion of peace, we're going to find out.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So, one of my buddies is a country and western singer. His name is Travis Tritt. And Travis came through town, and I went to dinner with him. And he's in a bit of a Twitter battle with Beyonce. And it was over nothing, because Travis said of country music, "Why are y'all," they were having a country music award. I think it was like the 50th or the 70th anniversary. I think it was the 50th. And they wanted to bring Beyonce in or something. Travis is like, "Why? You know, why are we doing all this stuff with hip hop artists and all this? They don't, you know, it's not like the hip hop awards don't care about us." And he's like, and by the way, this is the 50th anniversary of country music. We should be talking about, you know, making an homage to all the old greats, as opposed to bringing in, I think they wanted to bring in Beyonce. And it was strictly a ratings thing. And Travis is going, like, that's our demographic. You know, that does nothing to promote country music. And he says that, and everybody called him a racist. So the Beehive, which are the people that love Beyonce, they attack Travis as a racist. And he's like, look, I said nothing that's racist. And Travis's wife is, number one, she's a drop-dead gorgeous, but she's, you know, she's like, I don't know what race, but she's definitely got some black, maybe a quarter black. She looks American Indian a little bit. I mean, she's beautiful. And so Travis is like, what are y'all talking about? I got all these biracial kids. He's got three kids. And his kids are, you know, as we jokingly say to him, lucky they take after mom. Two sons, beautiful daughter. Daughter can sing like she's a songbird. I mean, he just got it going on. But it just cracked me up because, you know, he was like, you know, man, yeah, it's hard to believe they, you know, I get called a racist and I got biracial kids. And I was laughing. And of course, here's his, you know, he's out here coming through town and has dinner with his black buddy because he hates black people so bad. So, you know, he's got better things to do, but he decided, hey, let's go to dinner. So anyway, the reason why I bring that up is because Kaepernick was given the Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Award, and they surprised him with Beyonce coming out and giving him the award. And it reminded me of the story because Travis is going, it's a publicity stunt, so it's a sports award. And the surprise is the Queen Bee is going to come out and give him the award. Why? Really? I mean, when you think about the political correct nature of sports, think about that. That sports says, let's go get a singer who's got nothing to do with sports unless you like her ex-performance during the Super Bowl. And another ethnocentric racist, Beyonce, and they say, let's intermingle that with giving Colin Kaepernick an award he doesn't deserve. And I just thought, well, why not Michelle Obama? Oh, wait, she's too busy looking for a new husband. You believe that? It bugs me. I don't know. And I'm probably overstating it, but because I don't really care. I didn't watch it. I heard Melissa was listening to a clip of it where Colin Kaepernick gives a speech. And he says, I don't take this award for me. I did this for y'all, you know, whatever. And I'm like, did it for whom? You know, that's going to go down. That kneeling thing is going to go down as one of the worst things to happen in civil rights. And I got asked this recently, like, what do you think it's born of? And I said, it's born of Colin Kaepernick feeling like he's not black. He's been teased enough, like, you ain't black, man, shut up, dude, whatever, playing football, you know, had all the advantages, raised by the Kaepernicks, and he just never felt black enough. So that gesture was, okay, I'm down with my people, of course, and to bring attention to his plight. I think he said something when I was listening to the little clip of it, like, if I never play another down of football, and I don't think you will, at least not in the NFL. But if I never play another down of football, I feel like I've, you know, done something for mankind. I'm thinking, man, please. You know, seriously. What have you done? You've made black neighborhoods less safe. You've made police officers resent having to deal with people like him. He's got powerful people who want to back his play. And for all the wrong reasons. What happens when this is done? When Donald Trump's kind of put this issue to bed? And he's not a racist. And when the NFL finally gets fed up. And I said this before. Roger Goodell could have easily stopped this. Easily. He could have said, you know, as I said, you kneel, you're going to get fined. $1 million. You kneel again, you're going to get out of the league for 4 games. You do it again, you miss a season, or you're done. And that, we wouldn't even be talking about it. And so now he's got a quandary. Black players have a quandary within the NFL. Because the NFL, I told you guys the other day, came out and said, we'll give you $100 million It's a bribe. Stop doing this. Can you imagine? I want you to think about this in corporate America. I want you to think about what corporate America sees when the NFL does this. Petulant black players grieve about something. It isn't even their issue. It isn't they who are getting, you know, beat up and whatever. I mean, in fact, it's not even their friends. But I'm saying it isn't even them. So I want you to just imagine an issue that's not your employee's issue. They come to work one day and they say, you know what? We're mad about what's going on in, you know, Cleveland, and we expect you to do something, boss. And the boss goes, that's got nothing to do with me. And he goes back to work. Now they're really mad because they've been ignored. So they decide they're going to kneel, you know, take time off, be a distraction from others at the job. And the ultimate outcome is that the company says, well, you know what? We don't think this is our fault. We got nothing to do with it. But you know what? We're going to give you $100 million to divide up and figure out what you want to do with it. If you think corporate America isn't looking at this saying, we could have to pay for something that is completely unrelated to who we are because one employee, black employee, decides he's mad about it, and then it becomes a cancer inside of the business, and we lose $500 million or more, $1 billion. Our brand recognition goes down, you know, in terms of it's tarnished. It may not go down, but it's tarnished. And then we try to pay them off, and they don't accept it. Yeah, let's go out and hire a bunch of new black people. It's not going to happen. Colin Kaepernick is, and look, I'm not one of these guys, like, he's ruining it for all the rest of the colored folks. It isn't that. I'm just saying, if you think that HR people and risk people inside of corporations don't measure this, you are out of your mind. They look at stuff like this and go, man, I want to hire black people. It isn't even related to, it would be different if Kaepernick said, one of my boys on my football team got brutalized by a cop last night and nobody said anything. And now he's out of the league for 4 weeks because the cops did a Rodney King beatdown on him on a traffic stop of mistaken identity. Then I'd go, wow. And nobody did anything. You can kneel, my friend. That's a cause. But when you want to convince the rest of the world that, yeah, by the way, before I even finish that statement, there was a guy that wrote to me. He was mad at me. And he said to me, Kevin, he called the idea of black-on-black crime a myth. He says, you probably believe in the myth of black-on-black crime. I said, no, I'll go further. I believe in the myth that black people commit crimes at all. I go, shh. You know we don't commit no crimes. And he didn't know how to respond because, you know, he doesn't speak sarcasm. But I was like, what are you talking about? He says to me, you don't believe in the myth of black-on-black crime. Do you then know what you're dealing with? He doesn't believe in black-on-black crime. I didn't even bother to ask why. Why don't I just go to the zoo and go talk to a monkey? Because if you don't even want to tell me that you believe in the reality of black-on-black crime, why are we having this conversation? It's a silly, specious discussion at this point. But that's where we are. Anyway, I think it's a... I don't care if Colin... Give these people all the awards they want. You know what we need to do as conservatives? We need to start our own awards things and give out awards to the people that we care about. And make those awards bigger than the nonsense awards that the left gives out. How about that? I'm game.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.